views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books, which are entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my recently released autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, they are all based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember and reconnect to our divine eternal natures. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your calls for those free angel readings. And you can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, for those who are new to Angel Healing House Radio, a very large welcome and a big welcome to my wonderful loyal listeners. For those who are new to the show, just a little bit of an explanation about my show. 5 years ago, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, asked me to create a radio program to channel their inspirational messages on relevant topics to help people gain clarity, peace, direction, faith, and more self-love. And after the channel is delivered, I then take calls from listeners for those free mini angel readings. And starting today, I am very excited to be hosting my Angel Healing House radio program, which was on another platform for 5 years, down its new home today of Transformation Talk Radio. And it can be heard weekly every Tuesday at its new time of 9 a.m. and that's Pacific Standard Time. So, without further ado, let's get to the topic that the Posse of Angels wishes to speak about today. And they've entitled this topic, 2017, a 1 year of fresh starts and new beginnings. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to start the show today by saying that they hope that everyone has had a blessed, safe, healthy, loving, and peaceful holiday time. And, you know, come to think of it, this is the same wish that they wish for us on every day of the year. They wish us to be blessed. They wish us to be safe, healthy, loved, and loving and peaceful. But with many taking down their holiday decorations and life returning to normalcy, whatever that is, our eyes turn to this brand new year that has not been written on as yet. 362 days of infinite blessings that will be driven and determined totally by the energetic frequencies that we hold through our thoughts, through the words we choose to utter, and the feelings in our hearts. If you are like most who are awake and living a conscious life, and if you have found your way to this radio station, most probably you are, then you've spent the last 10 plus years arriving at this remarkable threshold of owning and honing your ability to consciously focus your energies and create your reality. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that 2017 is a 1 year, a number 1 year. You take 2017 and you add the 2, to the 1, to the 7, to reach that number 1. And the energies of a 1 year are ones of fresh starts, new beginnings, and brand new directions for many of us. It will be like no other year because of the clarity that many of us now have. You know, listeners, for some, this clarity and courage to create our lives was a very hard-won emotional battle that saw many triumphing over challenges and struggles and arriving at who we now authentically are. Just think back over your last 10-plus years and how many roads you've trodden on and how many things have changed in your life. It was especially challenging for many, with 2016 being a 9 year, and a 9 year is a year of a completion cycle of the past 9 years, which saw many freeing themselves from relationships and associations that were not respectful as they honored, as many people honored their well-being and cut ties with people, brought closure on those relationships, and moved on. And while the honoring of our lives freed us in several ways, and the release made us feel much lighter, many are still unsure as to where this magical year of 2017 will take them. Well, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that 2017 will unfold and take us precisely where our intentions, our desires, and our faith and our hopes are focused on. They wish to remind us that one of the most important areas that many brought into alignment in 2016 was the ability to only live in the nanosecond of the now. That's what I call it. By living only in this nanosecond of the now, the present moment, which is filled with infinite potential and possibilities, many consciously dropped expectations and attachments as to what our lives should look like. And instead, we opened to the magic, we opened to the miracles of co-creating with higher source, God, universe, whatever you want to call that, and the angels as to how they want us to be of best service. You know, I was interviewed on a radio program called Life in the Hologram, and one of the hosts asked me, with so much that is going on in the world, so much disharmony that seems to go counter to what you speak about, to one's focus on love and living in peace and unity, how can we all hold on to our faith and our hope in humanity when we see such immense contrast being played out in our world? Well, here come the Posse of Angels, and they love to chime in. Firstly, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that the contrast, the mudslinging, the racial bigoted rhetoric, and the hate-filled comments that we saw played out in the last U.S. Presidential race, that had always been there, just lying beneath the surface, and it was now only able to be revealed because it was we, the awakened collective, that was now elevated our consciousness to such a high degree of light that many dark agendas were now able to be seen, perceived, and disclosed. And with this number 1 year now upon us, these revelations will become even more prevalent and more disconcerting in their dark agenda. But we have strengthened ourselves so much, and we have come home to what is truth, that we will be able to see them and then bless them and acknowledge them so that they can finally be transmuted in that love and released. I explained in my interview that much like an illness that must escalate to reach a dangerous fever pitch to burn up the sickness in the body to bring it to health again, these dark deeds all must be disclosed and acknowledged and dealt with in order for them to be dismantled. Now, just for instance, things like chemtrails, poisonous GMOs, high doses of mercury and thimerosal in vaccines, the hiding and the constant denial of the presence and information of the existence of our intergalactic brothers and sisters. I don't use the words alien because I certainly wouldn't want anybody to call me an alien. How about the manufactured wars for oil, greed, and profit, putting the poisonous fluoride in our water? And how about the ludicrously skewed and biased and controlled manufactured media? All of these things would come under the umbrella of dark agendas and dark deeds, just to name a few things. You know, I recently read an article from the doctor who created, that's right, the word is created, what he called the made-up disease of attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder, to then open the market for millions of children to be put on Ritalin. And I actually was reviewed in a wonderful TV documentary called Children of the Rainbow. The producer is and filmmaker is Christy Reeves. And it speaks about these children who are born of a higher energetic frequency. They are not hyperactivity. They are not hyperactive, but they have a higher energetic frequency. And therefore, they don't learn under our archaic educational system. And also, I also read an article how the Food and Drug Administration passed the sweetener NutraSweet or aspartame way back in 1985, even though the research showed that it was poisonous. It broke down the immune system and it caused cancers. And while these lies for profit and greed make many people angry, it brings us knowledge. And listeners, knowledge and information gives one power to make very different choices. The power comes not in a destructive manner, but in the ability to see clearly that we are now strong enough, as I said before, to see the lies that have been perpetuated on our planet, and the power to still hold our vision for a world of peace, unity, light, forgiveness, and love. We are all at the threshold where we now realize that we are all part of a greater cause and that it is time to be of service to humanity. As we watch so many of the old institutions breaking down, our illusions of how we thought we were being cared for and looked after by authority figures and people in power was simply not the case. And it is with this new set of eyes and a new perception that we are becoming awake, and it is in each individual who will determine what can be perpetuated and what must change for the betterment of everyone in the world, and certainly not just for a privileged few. You know, a perfect example of the shifting of awareness was the halting of the pipeline at Standing Rock. Corporate greed was halted by thousands upon thousands of dedicated people. Many of them were veterans who took a stand to protect clean water instead of allowing corporate greed to reign superior. Another example of the increased light that is shining on the planet was the huge reveals of voter fraud in the U.S. presidential race, and how the dual-party system was always established to make it seem like we had a vote, while pre-selected candidates were put into office to carry out prescribed agendas for a privileged few on the planet and never for the betterment of humanity. With fresh, conscious eyes, we can clearly see now that as candidates cared more for going about debasing each other's character rather than addressing important issues like housing, feeding our population, and having clean water. All we need to do is look to Flint, Michigan to see an appalling example of this. The Posse of Angels is urging all of us to see these reveals and disclosures as a blessing, for they are finally being forced out of hiding by the massive amount of light on our planet for them to be seen, for them to be dismantled and transmuted into love. Now, they're actually suggesting that when we are presented with these revelations, the first thing to do is to bless them for showing us the deep sickness that has been perpetuated on the planet, for it is this great contrast that has and will awaken our world. In this way, it can be acknowledged, it can be thanked, blessed, finally healed, and released. I've often said that once each and every one of us lives from their divine eternal nature and co-creates with that higher God source, then life will flow with ease and grace. In addition, it's tantamount for all of us to take responsibility for our lives and to no longer tolerate anything that is not in alignment with the greatest good of ourselves, for others, and for our survival on a planet. On our beautiful, beloved planet Earth, These will most determine your destiny, the destiny of the world, and what transpires in 2017. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to share with us that this year of 2017 has the possibility of being our best year ever. If we have the faith to believe that it will be so, for it is that faith that drives miracles to appear in our lives. In fact, the more we keep relying on the outside world for us to determine what kind of 2017 we will experience, the more we will diminish our ability to manifest the world that we wish to live in. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to keep our own counsel and let our faith be our fuel that drives us. Faith in a humane world, faith in a loving and peaceful planet, faith to always keep your eyes looking and striving for ways to live in harmony and seek inclusion, not constantly seeing ourselves as divided and different from others and looking for reasons to judge or to blame. The Posse of Angels is sending a special message to those deeply caring individuals who have already taken inspired action to heal the planet. You know, from those who are establishing groups to rescue animals from kill shelters, to knitting hats and scarves for the homeless, to seeking sponsorships to bring clean water to impoverished villages around the globe, and others who have taken their technological knowledge and implemented renewable clean sources of energy to fuel our beloved planet instead of relying on polluting fossil fuels, and others who are inventing ways to clean up the oceans. All of these things and more are changing the quality of millions of lives on the planet. It is at this grassroots level that we will see each of us transforming our communities. It will be this foundation of concern, caring, compassion, kindness, unity, and love that will see these inspired actions spread like wildfire across our goal. Do not wait for anybody in authority to tell you how and when and what you can do to create your own reality. For each of us has an integral puzzle piece of contributing to the light in our reality, in the world and the universe. That is why each of you incarnated at this momentous time, each of us has the skill, the ability, and the talents that we co-created with God Source to seed in our soul, to bring it forth for us to be of service to the divine inside of us. And then we go forth and we're of best service to the planet. You know, I've had many people, many clients say to me, but how am I going to make any money doing that? And that I said, and I, my answer to that is your abundance doesn't come from that. Your abundance comes from God. And by doing that, you will then draw to yourself all different kinds of ways that you will be provided for. But we must take inspired action. And we must step forth. And whether we call ourselves by any moniker like baby boomers or indigos or perhaps crystals or millennials or any other title we choose to wear, we are all in this world together. And we need not look any further than our own doorstep to implement our God-given gifts, our talents, and our abilities to our great capacity to be of service, to nurture and nourish a world of kindness, inclusion, peace, and love. With our hard-won clarity and our empowerment, our ability to discern and focus our intentions with our inspired actions, we will create an absolutely unbelievable, miraculous 2017 that will have far-reaching effects in the years to come. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, and I'm so excited as today is a new day, new home, Transformation Talk Radio is the new home of my five-year-old Angel Healing House radio program, and it can be heard weekly on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. When we come back from the break that's coming up, I'll be taking callers for those free mini angel readings. And the show is becoming very popular. So if you may not be able to get on air, but you can always contact me for intuitive counseling and life-changing Reiki sessions or your own individualized revealing, enlightening hour and a half angel reading. And that can be done either in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using phone or Skype. And you'd like to purchase those remarkable channeled books, Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, in which I speak openly about my angelic walk-in experience as Angel Ariel took over Claire Candy Hoff's, not took over, but was contracted to walk in when the former soul walked out. You can always contact me at Angel Healing House Radio, at Angel Healing House on this number after the show, 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And that website is www.angelhealinghouse.com. When we come back after the break, we will be taking those calls for those free mini angel readings and the heaven-sent channeled insight messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself. So we will see you after the break.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
You are back on air with me, Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Healing House Radio, on my very first day of Transformation Talk Radio. And Angel Healing House Radio will air every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is the schedule for my program. I do the readout that the Posse of Angels wish to speak about, and then I go to the phones and take calls for those free mini angel readings. Just once again, that call-in number, if you'd like to call into the show, is 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to that first caller. We have Milani from Cleveland. You're on the line with me, Claire Candy Hoff.
Hi, Candy. This is Melanie.
Oh, it's Melanie. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so excited that I get to be a part of your new show, new year, new adventure.
Oh, you're so sweet. And I saw your posts, and I hope you had an absolutely glorious holiday. You certainly deserved it after the years that we've all had.
Sure, absolutely. I'm excited. I love your show, and I'm happy to see it on this channel now.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? So tell me about your perceptions, your insights to this coming 2017. What do you envisage?
You know, it's what I feel is an overwhelming calm. And that makes me really happy because I didn't feel the need to make a resolution. I didn't feel a need to, you know, write out a lot of things that I usually would do, like my to-do list. Like, suddenly I just feel like it's all going to come together. Yeah. And I feel like it's global. It's not just me. It's not just this situation. I think it's just everything. I mean, even the smallest piece of news I saw today, where Ford Motor Company is going to scrap their plants in Mexico and start building back in Michigan. I mean, just little things like that are slowly starting to come together that excite me. And even I like the calm that I'm feeling right now. And I don't think it's just me.
Yeah, it's not just you. There's so many that I've spoken about that have voiced very similar perceptions to you, that they don't need to make resolutions anymore. They've done the work, they've done the clearing, and now they're living in the present moment, and they know that everything, with their faith and their trust and their calm energies inside, that is going to then create those realities. What they're actually doing is they're surrendering to the divine inside of them. And I liked particularly, Melanie, what you said about, you saw that article about Ford Motor Company, and you took note of it. And it's in the taking note of it that you're blessing it with your energy that, hey, I noticed that small sliver over there, and I'm going to put my attention on saying, like, ka-ching, one more thing that will increase the light on the planet and is for the betterment of humanity. And it's in our ability now to take our focus off the dark agenda, which, you know, that's why they call them programs on TV, because they were programming us. Mm-hmm. And now we are putting our attention only on that which brings us joy, which brings us that feeling of love and unity and light. So those are really two very important points.
Yes, and we can't focus on, you know, it really is about the journey. We hear that all the time, but it's, you know, we're missing it. And if we can't stay in the moment and we can't enjoy the little things that come our way, what else is there to see? It's not going to be. there's always a positive or at least a lesson, and it's just one step at a time.
Exactly. And those people that have been following their intuitions, those people that really have been following their hearts for many years, and we are the walking wounded, because we did this when we were in dire straits financially. Many of us did this through divorces. Many of us did this through bankruptcy, through illness, through being estranged by our children, through all kinds of things. And yet we still held the light. And I often said during those times that God has a very long memory. You know, God knows those people mm-hmm. that were, you know, knocked down, had the stuffing knocked out of them, but they still were like the little Energizer bunny. We still, you know, sort of righted ourselves, and we just kept on going. We just kept on holding the light, holding the love.
Sure. And, you know, I can honestly say that when I went through my divorce, there were things that I was able to see, when you can step back and get perspective, that were planted, little seeds, people, situations that were put in my life and into action 12, 13 years prior to that, that benefited me emotionally, financially, everything through the divorce. I'm thinking, my gosh, if that didn't happen 12 years ago, this would have never been this easy, or I wouldn't have had this type of support. I supported that person. Now, all of a sudden, 13 years later, look how the tables have turned. And it was such a blessing to be able to see, you know, that what we're planting, you know, that they do come to fruition. Just like you said, God has a long memory.
It's so true. You know, because many of us are now creating that heaven on earth, we don't have to wait till we cross over and we stand in front of our life's review, kind of like a flip book from birth to when we cross over, to see the result of our actions and our thoughts and our feelings. We can now see the instant manifestation of that, you know, appearing very rapidly. And you're right, you know, all those seeds that we planted are now blossoming, and they're just, and we will be in awe, those of us that really surrendered and let go the how and the when of God and the angels working out the fulfillment of our prayers. We will be in awe how those things are going to come around and manifest in our lives. So I would ask you if you had a particular question, but do you want to do a general read?
Just do a general.
Okay, let's see what comes out for the lovely Melanie in Cleveland. Let's see, mm-hmm. Here we go. There we go. Okay, first card. I love it. The first card for you, my dearest, is the Magician. The Magician is the alchemist. The Magician is the metaphysician. I'm not surprised. The metaphysician. And it's a one card, and we're speaking about new beginnings and fresh starts. So there we have the beautiful magician, and you do not have to make resolutions because you know in every moment you're creating your reality, and you rise above it and you see it from that angel's perspective, and that's absolutely beautiful. They're drawing my attention to the infinity symbol over the magician's head. I'm using the traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck. And and they want you to know you are so much in the flow that this is just going to keep going on for you. It's not like the coyote and the roadrunner, where the coyote, you know, runs off the cliff and he keeps running until he looks down and then he plummets. This flow for you is just going to keep on going and keep on going because you're in a rarefied air of coming home to the divine inside of you. The next card is the planting seeds card. Isn't this funny? Is the Seven of Pentacles. And it's seeing all of those seeds blossoming in their fullest because, my dear, you've been patient. And especially in the last couple
Not
of
always.
Years. No. It took a while
Not
to get
always.
To that. and you know, as with each one of us, you know, we are very hard learned hard won lessons, and patience is one of them, you know. Sometimes the only way we learn patience is having patience. But this is certainly the blossoming of those seeds. And the next card that's coming out for you is a new beginning, is an Ace of Wands. With your ideas and your visions and your creative passions, it's like the hand of God is going to touch them and those seeds are going to start to grow. So, Melanie, I for one am very proud of you. The Posse of Angels is proud of you, and you should be very proud of yourself at this place of peace as you're starting your beautiful 2017. So I'm wishing you so much love.
Oh, I'm wishing you love right back, and luck, and I hope that this new platform for you just absolutely takes off and blossoms.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Have an absolutely beautiful day, and I'll talk with you soon. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Oh, thank you so much, Melanie. And two really very, very important points there. One is about surrendering. In the past, yes, a lot of people, and maybe some of you still made resolutions, what's going to come about will be where you're perpetuating your focus with your thoughts, with your words, and the feelings you have in your heart. And also, take note of the seemingly little things, because it's those seemingly little things that are going to accumulate and create your world. Let's go to our next caller. We've got John from Los Angeles. John, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Hello?
Hey, Sandy. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for calling in, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And congratulations on your new home.
Thank you so very much. Yes, we, the Posse of Angels, and I are very excited. Do you have any thoughts on making it this far to 2017?
Yeah, big sigh of relief with that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I just been in the last, I would say, since November. I agree with Melanie. You know, I have been feeling more calm than, which is very interesting because you hear what's going on out there, and I just try to not really buy into all of it, you know, but just trust that there's a bigger plan in the process, you know, and that we're all going to have a manifestation of our highest good. So I'm just trusting in that. I'm just thankfully, you know, recently was blessed with angels channeling music through me, so that's been very peaceful and healing to go through that process, to sit down at the piano, close my eyes, and just start playing and have the music just flow through me, and it's been amazing. So that's a gift, I think, that they have given me in order to remain calm during a time, that it's been very tumultuous and trying for a lot, and including myself. Yeah.
I mean, it's the only way I think that I was able to really get through that 2016 year that we just came out of was because every time there was a disclosure, every time there was a reveal, and with every nastiness, I knew that the only reason we were perceiving it and seeing it being played out on such a public platform was because our vibrational frequency was now high enough for it to be revealed,
mm-hmm.
and like that illness has to reach a fever pitch before health can come back to the body. It had to be acknowledged in order to be blessed and in order to be then released. So I as difficult as it was to see that being played out, I knew that it was no different from any other year. But every other year, the vibrational frequency on the planet wasn't high enough to see it played out on such a public platform. And now with these reveals, it's just showing me that we are getting to the stage of transmuting that and to actually go beyond that. So I think it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, as long as we focus on what it is that we want versus what we don't want, it's going to be an incredible time. Right.
Go on.
You know, we don't want to manifest any fears, and that's a lot with what the media is discussing. You know, every time you turn on the news, it's fear, fear, fear.
Yeah. Well, they certainly do have an agenda, and they've had an agenda certainly mm-hmm. ever since television was invented to program those in fear and control. You know, and it's and they did a very good job of it. But it was we who allowed that to continue by not holding our own counsel. And many of us are now very clear to be able to, you know, say, well, no one's going to determine what my reality can be. As we step away, particularly those indigos and those millennials who have such a high barometer of seeing the duplicitousness in our governments and politics and the media, and they just don't take that on face value. And they go out and they live their world the way they see fit, not as any authority would have them live it. So did you have a specific question, John?
Well, I was just going to say that's why I'm so grateful that we have high vibrational programming now, you know, through Transformational Talk Radio and you know, the different outlets. And I'm really looking forward to seeing your documentary with Christy and the Indigo Children.
Oh, yes. Just to tell the other listeners, it's called Children of the Rainbow. And the producer, Christy Reeves, started this many years ago by interviewing spiritual teachers, alternative practitioners. I have two interviews on there because of my experiences with my son, how he was forced to be put on Ritalin. Mm-hmm. And then even after that, through behavior modification and diet, once he was no longer hyperactive, the doctor still said that unless he took Ritalin, he would not be allowed back into the school system because the kickback from the doctor that the doctor got was more important for him than to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. On Josh's my son's improvement. So it's a vastly important documentary TV series because it shows how these children of higher vibrational frequency, they don't learn under the same archaic educational system that is in place, and things must change in order for the betterment of our future. So yeah. I'll post that all over the place when that starts to come out. So
okay.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Well, you know, I don't really have I would like to focus on relationships and you know, friendships in the new year and see how that comes about. I mean,
okay.
I know that it's up to me to create that, so I'm just wondering what assistance I have.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what pearls of wisdom they can add to this.
All right.
Let's see. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and first card coming out for John. Oh, my gosh, I did shuffle these cards, and it's the Magician.
And
okay. I did shuffle these cards. Okay, and...
I can hear you back there, Stephanie.
Yeah. I almost hear the posse of angels laughing because it's like...
I'm laughing right along with them.
Okay, and I know, John, you and I are on the same wavelength, but it's like what they're saying now is we are, those of us who have really been through the trenches, we've really learned our mm-hmm. lessons, and you know, we've come out of that victorious... still alive with our heads up, we are living yeah. in rarefied air at the moment. We are living in a totally different dimensional frequency than those mm. things that we see played out, those dark agendas and disclosures and things. And for you to understand that you're living in a very different reality now, and you have, and the way your relationships are going to be, either one is there going to be disclosed as not honoring and disrespectful, and mm-hmm. remember they're showing me. Remember those black and white magnetic dogs, you know, which you know when they got closer. Because of the magnetic disparity, you know, one boomeranged away from the other and they weren't attracted. That's what's happening with relationships now. If it's not for the highest
okay.
order, then the reveal will be made.
Mm-hmm.
And they're speaking specifically about work now, but also other relationships.
Okay.
But specifically,
sure.
they've gone back to your work situation, and they're saying
uh-huh.
that you have such a high frequency now that anything that is disparate to that will be boomeranged out of your life. Next card that is coming out for you is the, oh my gosh, and we've spoken about this before, John, is the Three of Pentacles. This is the card of being financially remunerated for your gifts and your talents
Thank you.
And your abilities. I am smiling. My face is hurting. Because of the smile that I have for you, because you deserve this so much, sweetie. You know, you have really paid your dues.
I'm just breathing that in.
And bring it in. And those dues were not high enough to even sustain you. So what they're saying is you really have come to the stage where you know your self-worth, and they're saying that now that you know your value, you will be valued. That's what they're saying. Mm. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Two of Cups. This is the partnership card. And they're saying, up until now, you really wouldn't have wanted to draw to yourself. A love relationship or a very special person, because you weren't clear enough. But now that you're living in this rarefied air, now that you know your value, and now that you know yourself,
want someone to share it with.
Absolutely. Well, not only that, that's the energy that you will be projecting out, and that's the energy that you will be bringing back towards yourself. So, so the great partnerships, not only intimate, romantic relationships, but they're saying work relationships as well. So this really does bode well as a very, very new beginning for you. And just a marvelous 2017.
Oh, well, I thank you so much in the Angel Healing House for the part that you played and helped me to get to that point, Candy. You really do. So.
Very, very welcome. And you are the angel. You are the angel in my life as well, John. Thank you for your assistance radio-wise, and lots of hugs and kisses to you, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon.
Yes, you will, sweetheart. All right. Okay. Have a great rest of the show. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. And let's go, with about 7 minutes left, let's go to our next caller. Justin, who have we got on the line?
Next, we have Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
I'm excited
very,
for
very
you.
Well. Thank you so very much. And thank you for being a loyal listener. It's just absolutely warms my heart, those people who have supported and followed and just been a part, a family of Angel Healing House Radio. So do you have a question for 2017, Stephanie?
No, I think I feel like it should just be open, or if they have any advice or guidance or whatever they, you know, want. Just, yeah, open.
Okay, I'm making sure, really sure, that I shuffle these cards as that magician.
he
just wants to keep popping out. And, you know, and while I am shuffling, another thing that just came through was, this year is going to seem like a year of magic for so many of us. It's just, you know, because we're in this rarefied air, it just feels so magical. Okay, I've got about 3 minutes left. Let's go to, okay, the Page of Swords. Okay, the first thing here that they're speaking about is that they really want you to be playful, to have fun, to just surrender and let go of anything that is not fun for you and is not playful for you. They're saying that everything now is, you know, is within your capacity to create that magic. And they're saying that, you know, you have cleared so much from your life. The next card, there you go, is the Wish card. Is the fulfillment of your wishes this year, with this new beginning that you're stepping into. Put your focus on those wishes. And the next card for you is the Judgment card, which is not about judgment, but then it's truly about a new phase in your life beginning. It's like you're going through a rebirth, and this is going to carry you through the new year. So I've got to go. That we've got just a few minutes left to sign off. I'm wishing you an absolutely beautiful 2017. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for supporting the radio station.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I love listening to what you have to say and appreciate your help. So thank you, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Stephanie. Take care. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for those people tuning in for the first time. Thank you for those people who are listening to the archive show on Transformation Talk Radio, as all the shows will be archived. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And please do go to the Angel Healing House website to find out about those remarkable channeled books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Or if you'd like to book intuitive counseling, Reiki healing sessions, and or angel readings with me, you can always call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth, everyone, and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, love, and angel blessings as always. And I can't wait to speak with you next week. Take care. Bye.